There were plenty of typical moments during the first day of session. Bands played to mark the occasion, and family members clapped from the galleries as senators and representatives started off new terms. At other times, routine tasks raised the ire of minority Democrats. In the assembly, where Republicans hold a 21-seat edge, the re-election of Peshtigo Representative John Gard as Speaker was a foregone conclusion, but Minority Leader Jim Cruiser of Kenosha pleaded with members to support someone else. Cruiser also accused Gard of using his office to mount a run for governor.
I propose that we use these 2 years the voters gave us to do the people's business, rather than helping to craft cute slogans for the speaker to hand out in his quest for higher office.
Gard later dismissed the remarks. The speaker used his speech after being reelected to push for changes in state tax law, something he said he'll accomplish in part during his first 100 days of office.
We must freeze property taxes and put long-term controls in place on government spending to ensure that government's ability to increase taxes doesn't outpace our families' ability to pay them.
Democrats also laid out their plans for the coming session. Cruiser cited the need for improved health care, including letting small business owners pool together for insurance plans. But much of the discussion centered around other details, specifically the new legislative calendar. Republicans proposed lengthening session until late December of 2006, even though it traditionally would end in May of next year. Green Bay Democratic Senator Dave Hansen claimed the extra time would let Republicans delay a scheduled increase in the minimum wage.
That's one of the big issues out there, and this would hurt that a great deal. And the question I have is, the Republican majority so opposed to an increased minimum wage and a resultant improvement in hundreds of thousands of working families' lives?
Senator?
Hansen was gaveled quiet for getting off topic, although he eventually finished speaking. He was echoing a claim by Democratic Governor Jim Doyle, whose office has pushed repeatedly for a minimum wage hike. Newly elected Senate Majority Leader Dale Schultz tried to offer some consolation to the governor's office.
I'm very proud of the fact that during the last legislative session that I was able, with the help of so many of my colleagues in this room and the other house, to put on his desk over 30 pieces of legislation that he was willing to sign into law. I believe I have a good working relationship with this governor, and the last thing I want to do is to damage his ability to govern.
Republicans claimed the extra session days had more to do with keeping a check on state agencies that can otherwise operate under rules they make for themselves. In the end, the proposed schedule stalled in the state assembly. Lawmakers will be back in full session next week to discuss it again. Next time, they'll be without the backdrop of pomp and circumstance. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.